A couple of years ago, as health insurance companies prepared for the Affordable Care Act, Dr. Ralph Prowse set up a new company, the Oregon Health Co-op. The idea was to start a company run by customers.
The CEO and the staff and the company will forever and a day serve the needs of what the members think is the right thing, instead of what a traditional insurance executive and their board or their actuaries or their lawyers think is the big idea.
Some people, like Portland scientist Graham Wright, signed up for the coverage.
You know, I've read various horror stories online of, you know, insurance companies kind of going out of their way to trip people up on technicalities and, you know, find any excuse not to pay. So I just kind of thought that perhaps a co-op might be less inclined to do that.
Wright wasn't focused on cost when he signed up, but Prowse now believes most of the co-op's potential customers were, which is why the co-op didn't attract many enrollees.
We expect that by year end this year we'll actually achieve 5,000, and we were hoping for more like 30.
In fact, when you look at the 11 companies that offered plans on Cover Oregon this year, the co-op only attracted 1% of enrollees. Another insurer, Portland-based Moda Health, was the big winner there. It offered the lowest prices and attracted 73% of the enrollees. Kaiser Permanente came second with 9%. So, does that mean the new marketplace is working?
I think enough people have signed up that it looks like the marketplace is going to be viable.
Jesse O'Brien is a healthcare advocate with the consumer watchdog Oregon State Public Interest Research Group.
We have reason to believe that more people are going to sign up next year, and we're definitely seeing the impact of competition on the rates.
But other health economists are more guarded when asked about the success of the new marketplace. Peter Graven with Oregon Health and Science University says Moda's 73% market share could be a problem.
Generally, that sort of market share is concerning for policymakers. Ordinarily, that would give you some price-setting ability, like a monopoly. And in this case, in Oregon, we have rate review. And so rate review is going to protect consumers from some of that.
Jonathan Nicholas is a spokesman for Moda. He says the Oregon marketplace is very competitive, with many national, regional, and local players. And he says Oregon's healthcare consumers are very savvy. A study by Osberg does suggest there's market competition. It found that competition and the state's rate review process cut $69 million from premium costs in Oregon last year. But how about next year? The Oregon Insurance Division will release prices tomorrow, but it's already released proposed prices. Moda, for example, is asking for a 12% increase. On the other hand, other insurers like Oregon's Health Co-op, the Health Republic Insurance Company, and LifeWise Health Plan all want to drop prices below what Moda's charging. That's a good sign, says Graven. He says it's also good news that most companies came back to sell policies on the exchange for a second year.
You know, if they had left the market, that would be a sign that the marketplace was not functioning in an ideal way.
Back at Oregon's Health Co-op, CEO Ralph Prowse hopes that dropping prices by as much as 31% for one product will attract new customers.
That drop puts us at the lower end, if not the lowest end, of the market. Very happy about that. I think that's going to make up for what we didn't enroll this past year.
The state is still working to transfer enrollment from Cover Oregon to the federal website. Interestingly enough, the failure of Cover Oregon gives the insurance companies a second chance because everyone has to re-enroll starting in November. Christian Fodenwenzel, OPB News.